When you eat the fruit, you say Bere Priho Eitz. When you squeeze this fruit and you drink the juice, you say only Shehakel. It's losing the value of the fruit. The fruit is much more choshuv than the juice. So therefore, the juice doesn't have the chashivas of the fruit itself. So you don't say Bere Priho Eitz, you just say Shehakel. Unless it is wine or oil that you squeeze from grapes or from olives. We all know that wine is very choshev, more than just a fruit. We all know that oil is very choshev, more than just a fruit. So then it doesn't lose the broche of Bere Priho Eitz. Although it's very hard to find a way that we should say Bere Priho Eitz on oil or wine. But the broche could be Bere Priho Eitz, it's not losing. The difference between grapes and olives that you make out of them oil or wine, the difference between them and other juices is not only when we speak about the broche. There are more differences in halachas between juice of regular fruit and between oil and wine in several halachas. Let us start with the halacha that fruit that is tibuli b'mashke, we have to wash. It's not a must, but it's better to wash. There's a machlekes, and it's better to wash your hands before, like we do Pesach by the Seder, before we dip in the onion in the Salzwasser, we wash our hands, we don't say a broche. So what is called tibuli b'mashke? Tibuli b'mashke is when it is in water or in wine or in oil and other things. But when you dip it in, in juice, it's not considered tibuli b'mashke. The juice is not really considered as a thing for itself. It's not choshev. We can see it in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Ches. It says in Sif Dalet, Ein Nikro Mashke Beloshen Atero Elo Zayin Mashkin. Which are the Zayin Mashkin? So he starts counting. Sheheim Hamayim V'Hayayin V'Hashemen and other things. But then he says Sh'ar Kol Mei Peres, other juices, אפילו במקום שרגילים לאסיס משקים לשקיעו מסתחיטס איזה פרס שהוא חושב כמשקל עניין שבס. We'll discuss soon what's the din of juice for Shabbos. Eini nikro משקל עניין תומו. משקל עניין תומו is called only when it is oil or wine.
So what about the other four?
They're dam, and they're not in this trumsa, I don't go into that. But I'm speaking about fruit. There is only these two. all other fruits, their juice is not considered to be mashke. Let's say you have a cookie that you want to dip it in orange juice, you don't have to wash. It's not considered to be mashke. Only if it is dipping in to water or to wine or to oil. So we see again that the chashivas of juice is only bashemen and yain. But he says here that it's not like Shabbos. By Shabbos, there is a difference if you usually squeeze it or not. There is a din by Shabbos that you're not allowed to squeeze fruit. It is soichet. It's a tool day of dosh, and you're not allowed to do it. So over there also, the din minatere, that you're not allowed to squeeze, is only by olives and grapes. By other juices, it's only midrabonon. And sometimes, some days, even not midrabonon, in some cases. We're not going into the details, but in general we will see, as the Alter Rebbe is describing it, in Simen Shin Chof, right in the beginning, he says, Haseichet zeisim leitzim hem shemen, ei anovim leitzim hem yayim chayuf. It is considered soichet. Avul sh'ar peres mutar lesochte min atero leitzim hem mayan. Mipnei shekol mei peres ein aleim tiras mashke, elo hayetzim min azeisim min anovim bilvad, midivre sofri basa. In a different sofrim, there is a different. Today we have oranges that are special for juice and oranges that is special for eating. Even the one that is special for juice, when you squeeze it, you're not allowed midrabonon, but midiraisa it's good. Midrabonon it's also. If you squeeze oranges that are made for food, not for drinking, not for making juice, then some say it is sometimes mutar, even midrabonon, sometimes it's not mutar, and there's a lot of details into it. We're not discussing it now. But the din of real juice, it should be considered choshev, is only by oil and by wine. We see it in Shabbos, we see it in Tibulei b'mashke, and the same thing is here by the broche. All the others lose the broche of Bere Pirates. But Yain and Shemen didn't lose it. So, when we drink Yain, we say Bere Pirates. When we drink oil, we say Bere Pirates. No. There's another reason to it. Why don't we say Bere Pirates when we drink wine? But of course the Chachonim made the takone of the broches. If it is regular food, we say shehakel. If it is growing, we say Bere Priadomo. If it's growing on a tree, we say Bere Pirates. If it's made out of it, wine is such a choshev thing that they made a special broche for it, Bere Priagofen. So therefore we don't say Bere Pirates. Not because we can't say Bere Pirates, because they made another bracha for it, because it's a choshev thing. We say on it Kiddush and other things, so it's a choshev thing. What's about oil? Oil, they didn't make a special bracha. So if you drink oil, you have to say Bere Pirates. But usually we can't, because no one drinks oil. It's not healthy and it doesn't have a taste. If you drink something that is not healthy and doesn't have a taste, you don't say a bracha at all. So when could you say a bracha? theoretically, could be if you drink oil for as a pill for your health. But even then you don't say, because oil is not drinkable and not healthy. Does have side effects and it's not good.
Some people like drink like 2 tablespoons of oil.
Yes, but they don't have to say a brocha on it if they drink for itself, because in general it's not made for it. There is one case that you do say Beirut Priroitz, which is if they don't just drink the oil. They need the oil for their health, but it doesn't have a taste, so they mix it in with water. When we mix it with water, it's not that bad. So then, you could say a brocha. Which brocha? Beirut Priroitz. So you could say Beirut Priroitz and oil if it's mixed with water. But if it's mixed with water, and most of it is water, it's more water than oil, you should change shahakel, because water doesn't, you don't say hoitz and water. That is correct. But you drink it for your health. So the iker in it is the oil. And the oil is Beirut Priroitz. But if you drink oil for itself, it's not healthy and doesn't have a taste, so you don't say a brocha. Even if they drink 2 spoons of oil for their health and it doesn't have a taste, you don't say a brocha. Like we all know when we take a pill, we don't say a brocha. Because it doesn't have a taste. We eat it just for our health. But if they mix in with the oil some water, even the water is more than the oil, so the iker is the oil. So it becomes, you say, a brocha on the oil. The brocha on oil is Beirut Priroitz. It's not like other juices. So you have to say Beirut Priroitz. Let's see how he explains it inside.
I don't know how it could be not healthy and healthy at the same time.
In general, oil, when you drink oil, it has side effects and it's not healthy. But if someone has a problem in his throat, and he wants to drink some oil to heal it, then it's refuah.
So it is healthy.
No. But it doesn't have a taste.
Too much oil is not healthy.
Too much oil is not healthy, and even if you drink a little bit, so you don't say a brocha on it. Because just like when you say a pill, even though the pill doesn't have a bad taste, and it's healthy, but it doesn't have a taste, you don't drink it, you drink it just for the health, for the health, for the pill, and so you don't say a brocha on a pill. More than that, if you take a pill, and usually after you take a pill, you have to drink a drop of water to swallow it down. The pill shouldn't stay in your throat. You don't say a brocha on the water also, unless you're thirsty, you want to drink water. But if you just drink water to swallow down the pill, you don't say a brocha, because it's just health. It has to be a taste that you want to drink it. But if the oil is mixed with a lot of water, then it has a taste of water. And you want to drink it. So then you say a brocha. And what brocha? Since the iker is the oil, you say Beirut Priroitz. That's the only occasion when you say on squeezed food or eats. Let's see. This halacha is mevur b'ariches yeser in the Shulchan Aruch itself. But in Seder Birkas Hananin, he has all the halachas, just the essence of it. So we'll take it from there, and the explanations, if you ever want to get more details, you look on the Shulchan Aruch. But here is only the basics. So he says in Perek Zayin, Aloch Yud Aleph, Kol ha-peresh she-sochton lo-hitzi me-mehen, ein me-mehen chashuvim ke-mesam levorach aleim Beirut Priroitz, ele mevorachim aleim she-hakil. Chutz mi-zeisim va-anovim, שהמשקה יצא מהם כמסום, וראוי לבורך עליהם בירם פרעיץ. But we don't. We could. But when could we? He's going to explain it. אלא שהיין מפני חשיבוסי גרם ברוכה לעצמי, ברוכה מבוררס, ופרוטי שיצא והיא בירם פרע גופן. So you don't say בירם פרעיץ. השמן אין עם בורך עליו כלל ששסיו לבדי, מפני שהוא מזיקלי. And he doesn't have a taste. אלו אם כן חשש בגרעיני, ושיסיו לרספור, he has some problem in his throat, and is drinking it for health, as a pill, מאורב בשאר משקין, שאף על פי שהשמן מועט, הוא העיקר שמחווים בי לשתס לרפואה. ולא כמבורך עליו בירה פרעו עץ, ופטר זה משקי שותף על אלו. This is a summary of the הלוכה of juice. But then, let's take that and go to soup that we make. It's regular water. We just cook it with vegetable, it's vegetable soup, and we ate both. So obviously on the vegetable, we would say bere preadomo. Or it's fruit. So it's not a soup, it's called the compote or whatever. And we eat the fruit, the cooked fruit with the water, and we drink the water. Even the juice, we say shahakil, so now when it's only water, certainly it should be shahakil. But it's not. When you eat a vegetable soup, and you want to eat the soup, the fluid itself, you say bere pri hadomo. Not bere, not shahakel. When we make a compote, we cook the fruit with water, and then we want to eat the fruit and the water. So if we eat the water itself, what broche do we have to make? There is a machlekes. We will discuss now why it is different than juice. Why is it more broche than juice? And what is the difference between soup, vegetable soup, that certainly if you just eat the soup itself, you drink it, or you eat it with the spoon, you say adomo. And why when you make a compote and you eat with the spoon only the fluid, there's a machlekes. What is the difference between all these three? So let's first discuss it, and then we'll see how we say it inside. The difference between soup and juice is because when it's made out of juice, it's only juice. It's not made to drink the juice together with the fruit. Now you drink orange juice. But when you make a soup, a vegetable soup, and you eat it together, so it's made to eat together. And not only it's cooked to eat together. When you grow these vegetables that you make soup out of them, you're growing them in order to cook them with water. So, therefore, the water here is completely bottled to the vegetable. The vegetable is growing in order to cook it with the water, and you cook it in order to cook to eat it with the water. So the water becomes the part that makes the vegetable edible as a vegetable soup. So the water is completely bottled to the fruit. So therefore, this water, this soup, The vegetable soup, when you drink the soup itself, you say Bere Pri Adomo, not shakel. And the same thing is also bakampot. You cook it in order to eat it together. So it's bottle, the water, the fluid is bottle to the fruit. So when you take a little bit of this water and you eat it in a spoon or in a glass that you drink, there is a machlekes if you have to say Bere Pri Eitz or shakel. Okay, we understand the difference between juice and vegetable soup or compote. But what is the difference between vegetable soup that for certain, if you get a plate of vegetable soup and you start with your spoon to eat only the soup, the fluid of it, you certainly say Bere Pri Adomo. But when you take a compote of fruit with water and you start with the spoon, with the fluid itself, there is a machlekes if you have to say Adomo or Eitz or you have to have shakel. What is the difference between soup and vegetable soup and compote? So the difference is, as I mentioned before, vegetable, even when you grow them, you have in mind they should grow out, and then you make out of them vegetable soup. It's not made. Potatoes is not made to eat without cooking. You could cook it in a lot of ways. But if it's made to make it out of it, of vegetable soup, so it's growing in order to make a vegetable soup. So completely the water is bottled to the vegetable. So even if you take with a spoon the fluid itself of the soup, you have to say Bere Pri Adomo. But the fruit is not made only to make a compote. Fruit is made growing in order to eat it. Now you want to make a compote, so you're cooking it to eat it together, but you're not growing it to eat it together. So there is a machlekes if that is enough to say that the water is completely bottled to the fruit or not. So therefore, if you drink juice, you certainly say shakel. If you drink the soup, the vegetable soup, before you eat the vegetables itself, there is certainly, you have to say Bere Pri Adomo. When you drink the fluid of compote, there is a machlekes. If the water is bottled to the fruit, and you say Bere Pri Eitz, or it's not bottled, so you have to say Bere Pri Adomo. So you have to say shakel. So if there is a machlekes, what do we do? So let's see first how the Alter Rebbe explains the difference between soup of vegetable and between compote of fruit. And then we'll see what we have to do, which is a whole topic for itself, as we were going to learn soon. He says in Sif Yud Beis, Kol ha-peres, afilu zeisim v'anovim, she-shrom e-bishlom b'mayim, af al pi she-nichnas tam ha-pri b'mayim, eini mevorech ha-leisan ha-mayim elu she-akel. When you have a compote, you drink the water, the first day is that you have to say she-akel. Soon we'll learn the second day. But he says that's only by compote. La medvar mamulim be peris. Shadarkam lahochel chayim. You could eat it without cooking. Aval minei rokes shederach hachilos al yedi bishul. If you make a vegetable soup, maybe shulun kemeisom. Shal das keinoitin oisom. You plant it in order to have vegetable, to cook it with water. Lechel gam meimeihem im moem o im pas. Veleyotzu miteras eichel legamrei. Lefichor mevorech aleihem birkas hayorokis. You say on the soup of it, the fluid of it, you also say boire pri adomu. Af im bolish teisav bismi atzmam. Even if you just drink the soup itself, you don't eat the vegetable. That's the first day. Second day, yesh oimrim, shekola peres maybe shulam ish yosim kemesom, just like vegetable soup, umvorchalem bere priho eats in bolish teisam if niatmam. Why? Kivish ikir bishulamayim bishula peres. Vesh lamash ketama pri. Ba vegetable soup, certainly it's bottled, because it's growing in order to make out of it vegetable soup, and it's cooking in order to make out of it vegetable soup. But by fruit, you don't plant it to make compote. You plant it to eat it, but you're cooking it to eat it together. So then it's not so much bottled. So therefore, the first day it says that you have say shehakel, v'yesh emrim shekol haperes bishulam mishriyo shrozen kibesom, and you say beruproeitz even on the sauce of the compote. Why? Because you cooked it together.
What about apples that are cooking apples, like they're grown to be cooked?
In those days, it wasn't like that. So they didn't make the takone. They said that if it's fruit, there is a machlekes, because it's not growing only for that. If it's a case, a special case, we don't make new takones. He's just explaining the takones, how it's made then.
Mm-hmm. So we can't use that, we can't compare it to a vegetable.
It doesn't say, it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch that in such a case we should do so.
Wait, just to be clear, like vegetable soup, like butternut squash soup is hadamah?
We'll get into details of vegetable soup soon, because there is a lot of difference. First, I explain the basic, and then the details will get some.
With compote, Pete, what if you eat the fruit that's inside that?
Certainly on the fruit you have to say beer plates. But the question is, what bracha we should say on the fluid?
What if you eat together?
If we eat together, I don't think that there is a problem. I didn't see it saying, no, I don't think so. But the question is, what do we do? What do we do if I want to just drink a little bit? Or after you finish other... I'm not speaking about apple cider, we're speaking about...
It's all different.
If apple cider and apple sauce, it's a different subject. We may get to it sometime, but now we'll speak about when you have the fluid of it and the fruit. So it's either you want to start with it, either you finished eating the fruit, you don't eat together with the fluid, and you have the fluid left over, you want to drink it out. So what bracha you should say? So since there is a machlekes, so what should we do? Shakel is not simple. Why? I'll explain. Usually, if you eat something, you don't know if the bracha is shakel or ho'eitz, you say shakel. But here, let's say you ate the fruit, and you're left with the sauce, and you want to drink the sauce, you cannot say shehakel. Because if the bracha is ha'eitz, so you don't have to say any bracha, because you said already ha'eitz on the fruit. So what should you do now? I want to drink it, and I don't know if I have to say a bracha, shehakel, or I don't have to say a bracha. It's not a question if or eat or shakel. If you just drink it, and you're not eating the fruit, then there is no problem. You say shehakel. Like every time that you have a question, what brocha, you say shehakel. We learned it last time by the rice. So since there is a sofek, we say shehakel. But here there is not a sofek if shehakel or roitz. Because you said already the roitz. So there is a sofek if you have to say a brocha or not. So he says like this. When you come to eat and drink the compote, first take a spoon of the compote itself and say shehakel. Why? Because you didn't say yet who eats. So when you drink it, it's a sofek, if shehakel or who eats. So you say shehakel and it helps on it. Then you eat the food. Your shehakel that you made on the fluid, it didn't go on the fruit. It went only on this. So then after, when you eat later the fruit, you see it's, and that's the best way to do. But this doesn't help when you said already you ate and you ate one fruit. Because now there is a question if you have to say a brocha on the fluid, or you don't have to say a brocha on the sauce. So what should you do?
Just like drink something out.
That's what you have to do. You have to drink some water and say shehakel, and then you could eat this, drink this sauce. So lechatchila, before you start, you better start with the juice, with the sauce, and say shehakel. And this shakel goes only on the sauce. And therefore later when you start the fruit, you say adomo, or eats. But if you already ate the fruit, and then you want to eat, drink the sauce, then you have to drink a little bit water and say shakel.
Mm. It can be part of a meal, right?
If it's a part of a meal, there is no problem.
No, but could it be? No,
but
why not? When you're part of a meal, so when you eat the fruit, you have to say Hoetz anyways.
Right.
When you drink the sauce, you don't have to say anything. Because if it's part of the Sude, fluid, water, you don't say a brocha on it.
Even though it's
dessert. That's so interesting.
And if you drink water in the end of the meal, you don't say shakel. Even you drink it because you want the food to go down. So when you drink something for after the food, you don't have to say a brocha. When you eat a fruit after it, then you have to say oitz. So then there wouldn't be a problem here. So then he could eat it in the middle of the meal and wouldn't be a problem. But when you just go to somewhere and they give you a compote, so the best way is to say a shakel on the fluid first and then eat the fruit and say Hoetz. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe explains it. In Sif Yud Gimel. The whole Zeh Lotzis Yedim. No, in Sif. In the end of Sif Yud Beis. V'yelkach. Lechatchila yevorech al amorok shehakel. V'yeitzel ledivre hakel. Because every time we have a sofek, if the borei is shehakel or Hoetz, we say shehakel. And then we'll say Hoetz on the fruit. Avol im ochal mitchilo apri ubirech olov bere pri Hoetz v'harkach bo lishtis amorok leivorech al amorok shakil k'shem niftach kvar bebirkes bere pri Hoetz. So then you don't have to say any broche. Al kein teiv sheishte devaracher, take a little juice or water, Tchilo, the vorgel of shakel, then you could drink it. But the question is, if you said shakel and the fruit of the juice and the sauce, even if the broche is hoetz, so you had in mind it should help even hoetz. So how could you then, when you eat fruit, you say Hoetz again? You said already shehakel, and you meant to be poiter even the hoetz of the juice. So why should you have to say again hoetz?
You're saying on something else or on the cooked fruit?
Cooked fruit that you first start with the juice, mm-hmm. with the sauce. And you say adom, shakel. And you have in mind that it should help on the sauce, even if the sauce brocha is berepreoitz. So you had already in mind to be moitzi the brocha of berepreoitz. How could you now say a brocha berepreoitz on the fruit? So let's see one more halacha that the Alter Rebbe is explaining in Seder Birkeson in Perik Aleph, halacha Vov. You have vegetables and you have fruit. Hoyel von of prio adomo u prio eitz u birech tchirlo al prio adomo tzorech lazer u levorech al prio eitz ki le nifter be beres prio adomo elok shebirech olov lek shebirech al prio adomo. If you made the berech prio adomo on something else, it doesn't help for this. So therefore, when you say shehakil on the water and the sauce of the compote, it helps only on the water, even if the brocha of it is berepreitz. It doesn't help on the fruit. So then when you come later and you eat the fruit, you say berepreitz. So that's the bottom line. If you're getting a vegetable soup, you have no problem. You always say Bere Pri Adomo on everything. It doesn't matter if you start with the sauce of the soup or you start with the vegetable of the soup. Everything is Bere Pri Adomo, there is no question. But if you eat fruit that is cooked with water, so when you start with the sauce, you have to say Shehakel and to have in mind that it helps even whatever. It helps on the sauce, but it doesn't help on the fruit. So therefore, later when you eat the fruit, you say berepreitz. If you ate first the fruit, you said berepreitz, then you don't know if you have to say a brocha on the sauce. So it's better to take a little bit of juice or water and say shehakel and then drink this. So, we discussed that when you eat soup, you have to say adomo. There is two kinds of soup. We are speaking now about vegetable soup. Even vegetable soup, there is two kinds of soup. There is one kind that you have in the soup, vegetable and water. There is a second kind that it's all grinded and it becomes only water, only fluid. Like they always give this kind of soup. So then you have to say on it Bere Pri Adomo? No. You have to say shehakel. It's vegetable soup. But by vegetable soup we discussed that you have to say on it Shehar Adomo because the water is bottled to the vegetables. Here there is nothing to be bottled to. The whole vegetable is grinded and made out of the soup. So it's not bottled. So you say Shehakel. Vegetable soup that you have to say adomo if there is in the plate vegetables and water. But if it all grinded and became watery, then you say ani shehakel. And we all realize that by ourselves. Let's say we drink a cup of tea. What bracha do we say?
Shehakel.
Why? It's cooked with hot water together with something that is growing. It doesn't become bottle because we're not eating what's growing. We just got the taste out of it or grind it. Let's say we drink a cup of coffee. We don't say on it, Bere Priadomo. Even though the whole coffee is grown in order to make the cup of coffee, the water doesn't become bottled to the coffee because there is nothing to eat separate. So therefore, on tea and coffee, we say shahakir. So the same thing is also soup when there is no vegetables in it.
But regular vegetable soup. Oh, regular.
No, you
can
no.
Regular vegetable soup with vegetables.
Yes.
Padama.
Yes. Huh. But if it's grinded and it becomes all liquid, then you say shahakir.
Like if it's blended.
It's blended and it became liquid with the, together with water. It's like tea or coffee.
So if you take the vegetables out of the broth.
No, I don't know if you take out of it because it says even if you drink it for itself. But it's made to eat together. So it's bottled.
Sometimes you don't. Like sometimes you just.
So you don't want to. But it's made. Mm-hmm. It's cooked in order to eat together. If it's cooked in order to eat together, it's bottled. But by the tea and coffee, it's not cooked to eat together. It's cooked just to drink it. So it's like soup that is blended and became the whole thing becomes fluid. And not only coffee and tea. The same thing is by beer. Beer is made out of grain or barley. But when you drink the beer, you don't say adobo. You say shahakir. Because there is only fluid. So it's not bottled to anything. It has to be, when it's cooked, bottled to something else. In or made in order to eat together.
I have a question. Is there a difference between like a drink that's kind of like a food? Because a soup, you can eat it, even if it's blended, it's nourishing enough like for your supper. Tea or coffee or beer is never going to be a food.
Okay, but that's not the issue. It doesn't have vegetables to be bottled to. Let's see that. This, I explained it. Let's see it inside and we'll see the details.
I also have another question. What if you have other things in the soup besides for vegetables?
We'll discuss them. Okay. We'll get it stage by stage, not everything together. Let's see, if Aloha Yud Dalet. The whole there, when is it bottled to the vegetable? Cheshron a bishlon, if it was soaked and or cooked in order to eat it with the water. It doesn't make difference if you eat now the vegetable itself, but it's cooked to eat together. She also tears more kaleim that the water is bottled to the vegetables. Avon im shron a bishlon lishtis memeir levat. If there is nothing in vegetable that you eat, so it's not bottled to it. Ein sheim more kaleim elashim mashke. Uledivrei hakel mavor olav shehakel niyeh bedvorei. Oberin nefoshes. Velochen mevorchen amayim mevusholim olim shekerin tei. Shehakel. The same thing, there is kind of drink they do when you they cook fruit with water. Not for eating the fruit, just for a drink. But it should have a good taste. They put in there raspberries or blueberries, and they cook it together. And then it's made that the fruit you throw out. It's cooked iodine, there's nothing left there. But it's made to drink. So when you drink that, you also say shehakel for sure. And not beripriadom or beripriyoitz. Apple, shekirin, apple kvas, drink of that you cooked with apple, or with blueberries, kvas, drinks that is made that you cook it together with tutim, shehakel nibidvori, vechein shetiyas akave. When you say drink coffee, even though it's mixed with something that is growing, you say shehakel. So the difference is when you cook it, if it's made to eat it together, then it's bottled. But if it's made to drink it, you say shehakel. Mm.
So broth. So then the Dvorah's question would be shakel. Broth. Like if you put vegetables just to have the drink and then you take them out, then
yes.
Well, that's a little different because you do want to eat it. You want to have it as a food.
If you want to eat it together.
Meaning you want to eat it as a soup. You don't want to drink it in a cup. You want to eat it as a soup with a spoon.
Doesn't matter. As long you can't bite it, it's considered as fluid. It says, even if it's not biting, but you have to squeeze it with your tongue, it's also considered food. But if it's not, you don't have to do nothing, it's considered fluid. So therefore, this kind of soup that it's made only, even if there is vegetables, but it's not made for the vegetables, only for the drinking, or eating with the... When they give an chasen, it's always the soup. They don't give it in a soup in a cup. They give it in a plate. But there's nothing else there, only this kind of soup, that you just eat it with a spoon, but it's fluid.
So the end of a shakel?
Yes. If it's made only without vegetables that you eat, or without fruit that you eat.
Why would it be hadama?
If it would be bottled to the vegetable, just like soup that you have vegetables in. So even if you just drink the soup of it, you say beripriadom. If it's cooked in order to eat it together, then it's bottled. But if it's cooked to drink it separately, then it's not bottled.
What if it's cooked to eat it together, but you don't like the vegetables?
Doesn't matter.
Still make that
out? No, yes.
So because what kind of soup is made not to eat together?
I tell you, in when you go, I always, when I go to Hassan and they give the soups, there's no vegetable in it. But it's vegetable soup. It's grinded, and you don't have anything there. So then it's like tea and coffee, that it's not made to eat together with vegetables. It's made just to drink or to eat with a spoon. So it's not, there is nothing to be bottled to. It's bottled only if you want to eat the vegetables and you eat it together with the fluid.
Why are drinks inherently not kosher?
So if you have chicken soup and you just eat
by
it,
juice?
Off of it,
no, any drink.
Why shouldn't it be shehakel? It's just water. Meat also you say shehakel. The reason by water why it's shehakel, because it's not growing. But the juice is because it's not choshev as the fruit itself, so it lost its bracha.
That's what I'm saying. Why is a solid more choshev than a liquid?
And not.
It's not.
Well, it is.
No. But if it's vegetable, it's growing. So you say adomo. If it's fruit, it's growing on a tree. So you say roitz. But if it's not, then you say shehakel. But if you you drink water, it's shehakel because it's not growing. But if you cook water with the vegetables, the water gets the brocha of the vegetables, even though the water is not growing. But it's bottled to the vegetable.
So the pureed fruit or the pureed vegetable, because it's liquid, it becomes not grown anymore, or it becomes what?
It's not growing, so the water of it is not bottled. So the ikir is the water. It's a drink. So it's not better than juice. Just like juice comes out of the vegetable or of the fruit, you say shahakel. So this also you say shahakel. If you, even if you have something of the fruit and vegetable, because it's made to drink.
So it's like the water becomes the ikar?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But now we'll discuss another way that we made vegetable soup or compote. It's made for drinking only. But you have there some pieces of the vegetable or of the fruit. I mentioned before that here when you want to drink, they make the, you buy juice. I remember when I was in Russia, they didn't have the juice. So they would take little apples or raspberries, cook it with water, and then the water had a good taste, so you drink it. Like as the apple juice.
Cider?
What?
Like apple cider?
Like apple cider. What do you do with the apples after you make the apple cider? Usually?
Eat them.
Eat them. So then you eat together. Over there, I mentioned that it's not made. When you cook water with raspberries, the raspberries is nothing left. So it's not made to eat the raspberries. And that's why I said that they had there. They took little apples that is not really made to eat. So you cook with it the water, and then you take out the apples, and you just drink the water. Obviously, you say on it, shahakel. But the question is, they didn't take out all the apples or the raspberries or whatever it was. There was left some. And I want to eat them. Do I say on them, berepriadoids? Or a compote that is made, a vegetable soup that is made with vegetable, only grinded, only fluid, that you say shakel. But there is some pieces not grinded good enough, and you take with your spoon a piece of the vegetable. So you have to say on this piece of vegetable, adomo? No. Just like usually when it's made for the vegetable soup and you eat both, the water is bottled to the vegetable. When it's made to be only as fluid, there was left by mistake or whatever reason, some vegetables or some fruit, they are bottled to the water. Even if you have a piece of vegetable that is not grinded good enough and you pick it up with a spoon and you eat it, you also don't have to say bere pradomo. Because they are bottled to the water.
What if it's very thick? That like the
I told you there is a rule of thickness that if you have to squeeze it with your tongue, if it's just going down and you don't have to squeeze it, then it's called fluid.
If you have to squeeze it, then it's adama?
If you have to squeeze it, then could be. Could be. Because it's the game more to Mizanus kind, the Akasha kind. We'll get to it
like
soon.
Like mashed potato.
No.
Mashed potatoes, usually it's not made to just drink it. Mashed potatoes, you have to do it with your tongue.
Right.
That you don't have to bite it. That's why they say it's considered as mashed potatoes, even it's, you don't have to bite it, because you still have to squeeze it with your mouth.
And then it's adama?
Then it's adama. We'll discuss soon. Let's finish with that. And we'll discuss the mashed potatoes and the applesauce. Applesauce is just similar to mashed potatoes.
Right.
So we'll discuss that.
My mother makes vegetable soup that's kind of thick. Like, it's not like water. Even though she's grinding.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you have to squeeze it, it's so we'll speak soon. We'll speak soon about the mashed potatoes and the applesauce. So let's first not mix in two subjects. Let's finish with that. There is more details into what we're speaking now before we get to that.
Where in Russia did you live, Rabbi?
I went, the Rabbi sent me for this forum, and I was there a year and a half. So all my free time, I used to teach in yeshiva, to run the yeshiva. So in the yeshiva, they used to give drinks. They didn't give juice, orange juice in bottles. They just cooked apples, and then they gave to drink. So I remember that from that, because it was strange for me. For me, it was strange then. But I just take it as example to explain. We'll see that halacha now inside. Sifu Dalit. No, we're good. We get now to Sif Tezayin. Im Iker in Sif Tezayin. Im Iker Abishel Bishul Amorok. It's made for drinking or with a spoon, but it's drinkable. Bein b'mine kidneys, bein b'mine dogim, mevorchim shehakel. Always it shehakel, because it becomes fluid. Af im eichel gam ken atafshel imei. There is a little bit of the tafshel still not grinded enough, and you eat it. It's bottle, eini tofel oil of klal, veine niftar bebirkosei. You don't have to say a broche on the vegetable itself, because the vegetable is bottled to the water, and the water is not bottled to the vegetable. That's if it's fruit or vegetables. But then there is another din, if it is from Hamishim Minedogan. You make a kind of soup from Hamishim Minedogan.
Mushroom barley soup.
Barley soup. And it's made only to drink. But there is also still a little bit of the barley state. Then the water doesn't become bottled to the barley, and the barley doesn't become bottled to the water. You have to say a separate brocha. And it's a special din for the Hamishim Minedogan. Let me explain that. When you eat a pie cake, it's a Birminam Zenis, and you eat the fruit that is in it. When you eat a cheesecake, you say Birminam Zenis, and you eat the cheese too. You don't have to say Shehakel on the cheese. Why? Usually if you have two things, so you should say two brochas if you eat that separate and that separate. But there is a klal that Hamishim in a dogon is much more choshev than other things. So every time that you have a pie or a cheesecake or a knish, you don't have to say a separate brocha on the potatoes in the knish, or a separate brocha on the cheese in the cake, or a separate brocha on the fruit in the cake. Because always the mizeinus of it, the hamishim in the dogon of it, is more choshev. So therefore, usually, if you make the drink only for drinking, so then the fruit or the vegetables that is left there, bottled to the water, and the shehakel helps on all. If the main thing is the vegetables, then the water is bottled to the vegetables. So you say only Adama. But here, by the soup that you make out of barley, the barley can't become bottled to the water. Because Hamisha Min HaDagon is never bottled to the water or to anything else. So then, should you say Bere Min HaMezeinos and it should help on everything? No, you can't say that too. Why? I'm saying many basics and I just say it slow. I hope you don't get lost in all the details. But I'll explain it. If you don't follow up, ask me and I'll explain it again. Because I know it's hard. I'm changing the frames of what I'm speaking. When you have a barley soup, the barley, same as anus, it doesn't help on the water. Why? Because there is another halacha. If you take barley, you make out of it a kasher that is made to drink, even it's only you take flour and you mix it with water, you cook it with water, and it's fluid, you don't say mezeinos. Mezeinos is only when you eat it. And as I mentioned before, only if you have to bite it or squeeze it with your tongue. But if it becomes fluid, it's losing the brocha of Bere Min HaMezeinos. You say and it's shehakel. So therefore we have here a problem. We have a barley soup. Barley usually becomes the ikar, and the mezeinos goes on all. That's if it's not fluid. But fluid, even if it's barley fluid, it becomes shakel. So the barley soup, the fluid of it cannot become bottled to the barley itself. Because Bahamisha Min HaDagon, when it becomes fluid, it's shakel. So therefore, in this case, the barley doesn't become bottled to the soup. The soup doesn't become bottled to the barley. So therefore, the best thing is to say Bere Min HaMezeinos of the barley and to say shehakel on the soup of it. But if it's vegetable soup, if the whole purpose is to eat the fluid of it, you say shehakel and the vegetable is bottled to it. If it's made to eat with vegetable, then the water is becoming bottled to the vegetable. Either this is becoming bottled to this, either this is becoming bottled to that. But by barley soup, it doesn't become bottled. The barley is not becoming bottled to the water because Hamishim in the dogma is always the iker. And the water doesn't become bottled to the barley because where even if it's barley and it's fluid, it's still shakel. So therefore you have to say a separate brocha on this, a separate brocha on that. Let's see how he explains it inside. And again, if it's getting complicated, don't feel...
If you eat, let's say, a pie, but you don't eat the crust of it, you only eat the fruits inside, do you need to make...
If you eat only of it, like there is, it's not that clear. If you also eat a little bit of the mezeinos, then even 80% of it is the pie, the fruit. Everything in mezeinos goes on all.
So is it good to eat just a drop of the mezeinos?
And what do you do when you eat a cheesecake?
Yeah, and you don't like the bottom, let's
say. And only the bottom. So if it's only a drop, and the bottom is only made to hold it or to paste it together, then the whole thing becomes shakel because the crest of it is just to make tall. But if you make it, it should you should eat it, and you should have the taste of it. This becomes the Ikea. You say only bare minimum zenus. You eat the whole thing, even if it's a little bit.
And if you don't like the bottom, so you don't eat it. So
then I don't think it's a clear thing.
I have another question. What if the rain is like it's not? It's like whole. So then it would be a dhamma. Would it still be the not be able to be batel?
I think it will, because it doesn't become mizenus. Only when it becomes mizenus, it becomes the Iker. Mm-hmm. But when it's still like cloyous, it is still not.
So mushroom barley soup is whole. No.
Yes, but it's the clipper of it is off. You peel it automatically, and then it's pasting a little bit. If it's not pasted, then there, we learned already last time, there's a machlekes,
right,
if it's considered that or not. So it's not a clear thing. If it's not pasted, if you have to say on it, adomo or bezenes, and then you say better adomo. But there is still more problems to it, because then adomo is helping. But then after that, there's a question if you should say bere nefoshes or alamichya.
So
it's a problem.
Eat it at meal.
What?
So eat mushroom barley soup at meal.
In the meal, there is no problem.
No, I'm saying that's what you should do.
If it's in such a case when there is a sophic, if it's considered mizenus,
or just cook it a lot so that it gets sticky.
Yes. Okay. If it gets sticky, then there is no problem. It for certainly.
What gets sticky?
Oh, the barley,
yeah.
So never mizenus. No. And the barley is mizenus, and you make chocolate soup.
Usually, if it's in the soup, it doesn't stick that much.
Right. But I guess, I don't know, the way my mother does it, she cooks it separate. She cooks the barley separate, makes the soup, and then adds the barley to it. So even if it's not sticking in the soup, the barley is sticky.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So let's see inside now. Here, now we're going to see how the Alter Rebbe explains this kind of soup. Elo, since it's mini dogon, lasis ala tzada yisotev roi levor tchilo ala morok. ולישיס ממנו בפני עצמי, ואחר כך יבור חלב תפשיל, אם הוא מיני דוגון. If it's dogon, this is not bottle, and this is not bottle, you have to say separately. אבל אם הוא מיני קיטניס, which is not from the חמישה מינים, לבור חלב תפשיל כלל, because the kidneys is bottled to the water, לפי שהוא תופל על המורג ונפטר בלבחוסי, כיוון שיקרה בשביל בשבילי, וכן בפרס שיקר בשביל ובשביל מורוק, but if it's barley it can't be bottled to that, so then each one is not bottled to the other one. So then he explains why shouldn't the water become bottled to the barley. He says it's if you test אפילו אם המייכל הוא מין דוגון, אין נחשב איקר לפתיר המורג בברכוסי. We already know that every time that we have something that has minim, from חמישה מינים, that's the איקר. So why shouldn't the water be bottled to it? לפי שאף מין דוגון עצמי, שנעשה רך ורואה לשתיו כמורג, אין מבורכים עליו בירן מן המזיינס. So therefore, the water cannot become bottled to the barley, because the water is drinkable, and something that is drinkable is not becoming bottled to the Chamisha Minit Dogon. Let's go now to the subject of mashed potatoes or applesauce. There is some applesauce that when you have it, you see on it that it's apples. It's not grinded completely. You grind it, it's very, very thin, but you still see what it is. There is no question that the broch of Bere Pradoma stays.
Applesauce?
Yeah.
Or Hoyts?
Hoyts. Bere Pradoma is there. I meant, we also spoke about mashed potatoes. Then, if it's not grinded completely, you see it is potatoes, you say Bere Pradoma. But if it's grinded completely, there is a machlekes. And the maskona is that if it's made to do that, everyone knows that mashed potatoes is made, potatoes is made to be mashed potatoes, then it's still Bere Pradoma, even if you don't realize on it that it comes from potatoes. The same thing is by applesauce. By applesauce, it's very strange, because generations ago, it would be that if you make mashed potatoes, you have to say Adoma, because it's made for that. Everyone in his house makes it. But applesauce, people didn't make it usually to be applesauce. Yes, they grind some of it for a baby or something, but it's not made to become a food. Now companies are doing that. So it became the nature, it should become like that. So therefore people say that now even applesauce is always Bere Pradoma, because it's made for, even if it's grinded so good that you don't realize that it's apples.
Why?
Because it's made now. People are doing it. If it's the derech to eat the apples like that, so that when you grind it, it doesn't lose its brocha. If it is, you could see on it that it's apple, or even if you can't see, but it's made, people are doing that, then the brocha stays.
What about fruit shakes, smoothies?
Which is
like a blended fruit that you drink, like smoothies. Like,
yes.
Fruit shake.
If it's drinking, it becomes drinking. We're speaking about applesauce is not made to drink.
But a smoothie bowl is thicker.
No, but it's thicker. You could eat it with a spoon. You,
if yes, I don't know how much it is. I told you the rule between fluid and not fluid is if you have to squeeze it with
you. Even if it's very, very, very smooth, you don't see what it is. It's like the consistency.
Yes, if it's made for it and it's not fluid, then
you make eights.
But if it's fluid or it's not made for it and you don't realize, you don't see on it where it comes from, then it's shakel. So that's the rule of the.
Would vegetables be stricter than fruit?
No. The difference between them is only if you make a vegetable soup.
No, if it's fully fruit.
It's certainly that it's certain that the fluid is bottled to the vegetable because it's growing for that. But by fruit, it's a machlekes if the fluid is bottled to the fruit, because it's not built for that. It's growing in order to eat it.
But like, let's say potatoes, they're definitely grown to be cooked.
Right.
Apples, not necessarily.
Correct.
So,
but when we're speaking now, not about the soup or that you have fluid and fruit. That's when the machlek is, the chilek is if it's bottled. Here is the question, if this itself became shackled, or this itself stays as Berkreutz or Adomo. Then the rule is, it has to be, you could recognize on it what it comes from, or it's made like for it, and it's not becoming fluid.
So if you take like frozen fruit and like blends it up and it's very thick and like you need your tongue to eat it, is that height?
Yes.
Okay. So like sorbet.
If it's made for that.
What do you mean if it's made for that?
Because if you take something that is not made to become sauce and you make out of it sauce, then there's a machlekes and you can't realize what it is.
Well, mango, people make smoothies with mango. It's very normal.
So it's very difficult to understand what means made for it. Therefore, by apples, for example, in previous generation, they would make on it shakel. Now, because you can't realize it's apple. Now, they say companies are making it so much and it's in every house, so it becomes the derech. So then it becomes hoetz. Some people say still that it's not hoetz, it's shakel. Why? Because companies are making it, but you're not making it. I don't know, it's not a clear thing. But in general, now... Okay. So that's the rule. If you recognize what it is, it's always staying. If it's not recognized, it's different if it's derech or not. And today, very difficult to know what's the derech. And if it becomes fluid, then for certain it loses its broken.
What if you can't recognize it because it's mixed with other fruits?
If it's mixed with other, you go always, and then you have to say, and the other foods also hoetz. If you don't recognize at all what it is, so it's again.
But if you know it's all fruit, then you just, you know.
Yeah, but certainly, but in the olden days when you make applesauce, you certainly know what it is. But if it's not, if it's, you don't see on it, and it's not made for it, then.
What if there's like a little piece of fruit on top? Like, you know, last year when you got like the almond milk, that if like you put almonds and you know what it is.
Oh.
So what if you like put a little piece of fruit on top that everyone knows it's the fruit?
Then you say anat.
For sure?
Yes, sure. Why not?
Saying on the fruit.
Then there is different, what's called recognize is also not clear. They're discussing if the popcorn, if you recognize it's
corn.
So, but they say that since the root stays, so then it stays and you say Adomo. There's also discussion of that. So that's, I'm just explaining the rules of it. And then to say on each one what it is, then there is not always a common decision, and I'm just explaining the basics.
But what's complicated is that a lot of the stuff you can't eat in a meal. Like, let's say a smoothie. You can't.
Because it's fruit.
Dessert. Yeah.
Yes. So then doesn't help.
Is it better to make just a hot eat from something else and then eat it?
You could say shehakel if you don't know. We already discussed that you could say shehakel. We discussed it by the rice, and we discussed it today by the compote, that you take the sauce and you say shehakel because you don't know if it's shehakel. So every time that you don't know what bracha, you just say shehakel. And if you know for sure, you don't know if it's a domo, you eat something, you don't know if it's called a tree or it's called a bush. So then you say a domo, and it helps.
Right. But, so interesting. So this middle category of like, kind of a liquid, kind of a solid, so what do you do? Because it's a sopek.
By every sopek, you say shehakel.
Right.
But I'm just trying to say when there is no sopek. So if you know the basics, so usually you would know.
Right.
There's no sopek by smashed potatoes, by puree. And today, usually, people say that applesauce is the same.
What about instant mashed potatoes? potatoes. So it's like a powder. It's not really, but it looks like, meaning it was potatoes and now it looks like potatoes, but in the middle it was a powder.
Doesn't taste like potatoes.
Don't eat
not,
that.
It's
really
food.
Just
stay away.
No, that's a general question on many things. The question, it's a question not only by that. It's a question by wine. Sometimes it's difficult to travel so many bottles of wine. So they take out all the liquid and make a powder of it. And then they add water and becomes wine. The question if it's Beret Klagofen or Shehakel. And some other things like that. I'm not going to finalize every question. I'm just explaining you should know what the basics, what's the reason for here or there. And then you understand what we're talking about.
Sorry, I have another question. It's also a detail, so you don't have to answer it. But with the mushroom barley soup, right, so there's sometimes, I mean, the Alter Rebbe seems to be talking about where it was really for the liquid. A lot of times when people have mushroom barley soup, there's a lot of barley, like you want to eat the barley, that's like part of the, so then that would be the ikker, right? Or
if you want to eat that, we already discussed that this day
you want to eat both.
Here, he speaks about when it's made mainly, he gives even a sample that they used to do it. They call it, is it here? He says in Siftes Vov, Im ikira bishl bishvil amorok levadei, כמוי שמבשלים סעוירים לכל לישטיס המורוק נבוכים מלוב שעקל נימית וורים. It's barley, but it's made for drinking only. And you drink it. So then there is no question that you have. So he says the sample. They didn't do the barley soup. They made the barley soup for health reasons. לכל לישטיס המורוק, they Seirim is barley, and he cook the barley for a sick man, he should drink the soup of it. So they used to be, but then they didn't make usually a barley soup, only for, so he brings, but he speaks about this case.